Good day, everybody. Connor with Honor. I hope everybody's fantastic. We are at March 20th, 2024. This is your Santa Clarita real estate update, Greater Los Angeles as well. Also about the 6 or 7 minute mark, as always, we will jump into the fat torching fitness portion where give you guys a reminder of what you see online and how to best protect yourselves, especially emotionally, when it comes to looking at, well, successful people that have done so well, it seems. All right, so let's jump into real estate. Currently, we are right at 342 active units on the market for sale. And what I did is if you go to ConnorWithHonor.com, I did put together a resource page at the very top, and I'll show you that here. It's going to be called The Latest. So all you do is you just go basically to ConnorWithHonor.com, and you will then be able to look at that current real estate inventory, and you'll be able to see everything that's happening right there. And again, I'll paste that right here so you can kind of have an idea. But if you go here, if you're just watching this, go to ConnorWithHonor.com. And if you look here at the top, I put it here under latest. I just clicked on it. And this is going to show you the current inventory here in Santa Clarita Valley. It's going to start with listings that are currently coming soon. One actually went under contract. So the way that this link works is it updates moment by moment with the current inventory at the moment that I pull it. So you're seeing all of this real estate data for the 20th of March, 2024. And that being the case, you're going to see the current listings that are active and for sale. You're also going to see the coming soon, like you see here. And then scrolling down a little bit, you'll see other coming soon listings. And then here, next to it, it'll indicate a date. So you can see this is coming soon, April 1st in Canyon Country. That's when that's going to hit. This one here at Adamsboro Drive, it's going to hit April 7th, so on and so forth. And then this is the active inventory. There's one here, Pebble Beach. These are new construction residences. And just to remind everybody, if you're looking to purchase a residence, new housing is definitely an option. We have quite a few new home builders out here in Santa Clarita Valley. What I tell my clients, it's always super important to have somebody that's on your side when you go into new housing, and new housing does afford to pay a buyer's agent, somebody that's versed and an expert in representing home buyers. They do have built into their process basically an ability to pay them, so you don't have to pay your own agent. They'll pick up the tab for you, which is incredibly beneficial, especially when it's about that particular buyer's agent, the one that you're hiring, negotiating for you to get your best deal on the new house. And I have personally have been very successful in the past, not tooting my own horn, but I guess I am, getting new housing prices actually lowered, additional incentives offered, and also I've gotten builder credits that normally wouldn't have been given to a home buyer unless I would have been on that side of it representing them. Also, from time to time in every real estate transaction and even in new housing, and no fault to the builder, things happen. But unless you have a history selling new housing or you know about that particular industry, you really don't know how far you might be able to push something if something does go awry and create a hardship for you. Would you go out and hire an attorney immediately, or is there something else you might be able to do to save you that cost yet benefit you even in a better way? With new housing, that's something that's important. And that goes the same thing with real estate resale. Having that buyer's agent that's on your side only, not on the seller's side, but to be there and explain to you each part of the process, but also to vet the things that come in, and also to scrub the communication between you and the other agent, basically not letting anybody get ramped up emotionally and keeping it in a business and very non-emotional relationship between all parties. Because once people in real estate start to become emotionally invested, then things seem to go wrong. You have passions and lusts, and things pop up in all sorts of ways in a real estate transaction. That sounded totally horrible, but when people's emotions get involved, the real estate mechanism seems to break down, and it does cause a big hardship to both buyers and sellers. Both parties pay equally. When you're looking for that agent, make sure you have somebody that's been in the business thousands of transactions here at least, and also plays it forward for the client, takes the time to listen, and is that advisor that you're looking for. Somebody that says, listen, this doesn't make sense, but this does. Or maybe this is what your plan happens to be. Well, 5 years ago, I had a buyer that happened to try to enact that same plan, and this is how it worked out, or it didn't work out. Having somebody on that side is incredibly invaluable to the real estate purchase process. Same thing with real estate selling, right? It's difficult if you have a transmission in your car that goes bad. You can go out there and you can say, you know, I'm going to do it myself. And I know that makes sense. You go out and you buy all the tools or rent all the tools. You're going to need to figure out a way to drop it. You have to figure out a way to fix it. You got to figure, I mean, it, for somebody who doesn't know anything, it's the same thing with real estate. It's really beneficial for a home buyer to have somebody on their side that's been through the process many times, has knowledge and expertise. Same thing with the home seller, to have somebody that can help represent you. So I'm off the soapbox. Real estate in Santa Clarita is still seller-based. We haven't seen that change much at all. Rumor is that interest rates are going to be coming down over the next few months, maybe enough to kick off the market to an even faster pace. But that's going to mean much higher buyer competition, and also sellers' prices are probably going to go up as a result. As far as the commission information with regard to Santa Clarita real estate, go to ConnorWithHonor.com. I post a lot of information about commission, about who pays what, how it works, and how to actually get your best deal, whether you're looking for a buyer's agent or a seller's agent. I'm Connor with Honor. We're going to start that fitness portion now. We're coming up on the 7-minute mark. I do appreciate you watching, and we will talk to you about real estate later. I am Connor with Honor, over and out. All right, folks, with regard to fat torching, I have been on a quest to help a few of my better friends out there drop their fat. And some of the things that come up are interesting to me, because I'm kind of from the school that once you decide to do something, if you can figure out how to continue after failure each and every time, you're going to be better off. Most people that start a plan, they really don't have a follow-up plan for each and every time they break their own code or their own rule, or they sacrifice their own goal in order to maybe adhere to some kind of a habitual impulse that they have developed over time. You know, they have that whole ring a bell, the animal starts to salivate. They have the same thing. We have the same thing going for us. Maybe we see a particular brand out there as far as fast food goes, and we start to salivate. Maybe we hear something or some kind of a jingle, and we think, gee, we could use something like that or eat something like that. These are all these subliminal cues that are everywhere around us, and our brains, I don't believe, are still fully adept to being able to make good, healthy eating decisions. And I think we can see that in society, as the most part, most of the world is overweight, if not obese, than what actually was 40, 50 years ago. So we have actually changed as a world. And I believe that the abundance, overabundance of food, and not the best food for you, it's all been modified in some way, at least most of it has. Eating that is going to cause us even more detrimental harm. When I started my fasting protocol and had to torch off those 135 pounds of fat, it was really by fasting where I was able to move through all of those different processes and fix not only my health, but pre-diabetic, and then moving into the insulin portion of it, vanquishing all of that in order to have a healthier life was all as a result of not eating for particular periods of time. Now, people talk about fasting, and they say, well, my gosh, you know, I can't even miss a meal. Sure you can. You can actually miss more than a meal. You could go several days if you are healthy and you have enough fat on your system to be able to support yourself. You can go without eating for quite a while. Talk to your doctor, medical professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. But the body has built into it a mechanism for starvation. Whenever you don't eat, your body considers it to be starving, and as a result, it has mechanisms in place that activate because now you're not eating. One of them is preservation of muscle. Another one is switching fuel sources from being primarily a sugar glucose burner to now burning, potentially for a lot of you, the first time, burning the stored body fat for fuel. And you'll notice a fast reduction in weight. Notice I said weight. Weight's okay, but I would rather that weight be fat. But at the very beginning, when you're making this changeover, not a menopausal changeover, but an actual dietary changeover where you're going from being a primary sugar burner into a ketosis state where now you're burning adipose or the stored body fat, adipose tissue for fuel. Once you move into that world, then it's a game changer. The longer you stay without eating the sugar and the carbohydrates, even if you're refeeding and not fasting, the faster you will just continue your weight loss cycle. In addition, by being in ketosis, it does make the fasting a lot easier. Then in fasting, something else you're going to want to research, you're going to want to look up dry fasting and see what that's all about. Approach it cautiously, just like you would not eating food, but it might be the thing that saves you, because it definitely was the thing that saved me and continues to function very well in my life. Currently, I still have several days a month that I'm not eating anything, and even some of those days completely dry without taking in any food nor hydration. And even having contact with water, I try to keep to zero for a particular period of time. It keeps everything fresh, and, well, it keeps the beer the way I like it. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Please, we will talk to you tomorrow for another broadcast of Fat Torching Over 50. And of course, no matter what your age is, go out there and check your hormones. If you're a male watching this and you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s or more, you feel lethargic, you feel like you don't have any energy, you try to go to the gym, you walk in, you might pick up a couple things and walk around, but it just isn't doing it for you. And nothing is appealing to you. Nothing is attractive to you. You might have low testosterone, men. You might actually be in a testosterone deficit. And if that's the case, that could create not only health, motivational, and fat issues, but even deeper, lots of psychological issues, folks. Mental issues. Go get that checked. Have them check your hormones. And if your testosterone is low, then get it supplemented. Best ways to do that, again, speak with your doctor. I find injecting's the best. I hate to go there, and I know that sounds horrible, that it did to me, but now it just is what it is. And I know that after I got my testosterone balanced, and that was a normal level, oh, everything changed. And it can for you too. Look into that. If you're a female, check your hormones too. There is no reason that we have to be scared of returning hormone levels to what they had been. I'm not talking about pumping yourself full of bodybuilder stage level steroids. Putting your testosterone back to the level where it was is the same thing if you have somebody that's insulin dependent. They're giving that person insulin to try to balance out their blood sugar. We're giving testosterone to return that level back to where it was. It is a game changer. Consider it. I'm Connor with Honor, over and out.